1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Thousands of AT&T cell phone customers dealing with little or even no service today. There's no exact reason why it's happening, but the company says it's working as hard as it can to try to fix the problems. President Biden considering executive action at the border to confront the influx of migrants, that issue the most important to many voters in the upcoming presidential election, they say. Alabama's biggest hospital halting IVF operations while they examine the state Supreme Court decision declaring frozen embryos are people.
For doctors and clinics, it's a legal liability that could force them to close their doors.
Nobody has the answers of how do you navigate this.
Matt Clary and his wife froze their embryos and plan to start another round of IVF this summer at a clinic in Birmingham. Now, with so much uncertainty, they're contemplating if they need to go through the process in another state.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze, sales of previously owned homes rising 3% last month. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to reconsider the state's congressional maps after he changed Wisconsin's legislative boundaries this week. Evers drew those congressional maps himself, but now he argues he did so under circumstances that no longer apply. Republicans hold 6 of Wisconsin's 8 U.S. House seats. Wisconsin farmers boosted conservation efforts between 2017 and 2022. That's according to the latest USDA agriculture census.
In so many ways, it is about access to programs within USDA or information, making sure that we can use all of those avenues to drive adoption in the way that we know there is demand for.
Mike Lavender is with the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. A vigil for two children who were killed by their mother in Middleton last weekend has been rescheduled for Saturday evening. Middleton police say that the mother also shot the kid's father before turning the gun on herself. The father is recovering. A vigil was originally set for Wednesday night, but officials say that the incredible outpouring of support and interest is forcing them to reschedule. It will be at the Lakeview Park Apartments in Middleton at 6:30. Madison Gas and Electric says that their new solar array in Fitchburg is now fully operational. The solar grid along Irish Lane will generate enough electricity to power 1,400 homes every year. They say their goal is to cut carbon emissions by 80% for all customers by the end of the decade. Their next goal is to expand their solar arrays in Columbia County, and they hope to have a new project online there by the end of 2026. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wuggehout, WMDX News.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Marquette bounces back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After getting blown out by number one ranked UConn, the Marquette Golden Eagles beat the DePaul Blue Demons by 34 points. The final 105-71. DePaul now 0-15 in conference play. NFL, Matt LaFleur introducing Jeff Hafley today as the Packers' new defensive coordinator, replacing Joe Barry, who's now a linebackers coach with the Miami Dolphins. The Chicago Bears hiring 39-year-old Jennifer King as an assistant running backs coach. She's the first female coach ever hired by the Bears. King was on the Washington Commanders coaching staff last year. And the Brewers have re-signed pitcher Brandon Woodruff to the team. And they've also officially added catcher Gary Sanchez from the Padres. New manager Pat Murphy addressing the clubhouse in Maryvale.
I don't care about what others are saying, how much we're going to win. We're going to win this many games because of this, because of this. That's all bullcrap. Doesn't freaking matter. What matters is what? We win tonight.
That's the Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Another sunny and spring-like day today as highs climb to the mid and upper 50s. Winds become breezy tonight as a cold front smacks us tomorrow, sparking a few flurries to fly around, with around a trace to about a half an inch possible to accumulate, and highs remaining much cooler. Right now, it's 41 degrees.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things that are more important, they occurred in Wisconsin as well. And we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
This is Dom from the Devil's Advocates. Tune in on Thursday. Our pal James Santel, former U.S. attorney, is going to join us, and we're going to get into the Alexander Smirnoff issue.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove them all right song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
The first action that we can take is in the United States House of Representatives and pass the supplemental to help Ukraine defeat Russia. That is the first thing that we can do. That is something that is urgent and needed right now. And I would think that the American people should rally and urge Speaker Johnson, as soon as we get back the next week, to put the bill on the floor, the Senate bill that passed in a bipartisan way, and let's vote it out, because it will show the unity of the United States and the rest of the democratic world against the actions of Vladimir Putin and what he has done to Mr. Navalny.
Thank you, Representative Meeks. Oh, here's an updated love letter from Kelly House. Steph, okay, skanky update. You have to admit Chris and Jody are skanky adjacent, because you will always be skanky to me, Mama.
Well, yeah. Well, all right. That's obvious.
Well, that means things will remain skanky and yet better.
Raised by a wild pack of everything. Here's Dana Goldberg.
Goldberg's here.
One of the top five funniest lesbians in America.
Goldberg's here.
Come stick with your baby
for a thousand years. Nothing gets better when Dana's here. Dana's here.
Wow. Oh, hi, Dana. Hi.
Hi, Steffi.
Oh, my goodness.
Hi, everybody.
Love your t-shirt, Protect Trans Kids. We've been talking about this non-binary kid that was beaten to death, and it is just
I just want to say, if I may, I know a lot of people are trying to do the right thing and post about next, and I just I say this lovingly, please use they them pronouns for that child. That's how they identified. I know everyone's trying to do the right thing about post, but some people are using she her pronouns, and that's not how next identified. So the least we could do is, in their death, honor them as how they wanted to be when they were alive.
By the way, connecting all the stories, you tweeted, with everything we know about Putin, I still believe it's a miracle that Brittany Griner, a black lesbian, made it home alive. So happy she did.
100%. We just passed the one-year anniversary. I mean, if you really think about the potential of what could have happened, it is a miracle that she's here. Thank God she is.
And Putin's obviously emboldened with Navalny, and he's still holding the Wall Street Journal reporter. And we were saying this L.A. woman that was just, you know, I mean, kidnapping is the word for it. She's going to be charged with treason, I fear, for her safety. And all she's doing, is trying to help Ukraine, which, you know, our friends Dr. Redlener and Malcolm Nance have been over there doing. You know, you have to fear for everybody at this point. Dana, I keep saying it. It's just such a terrifying time right now.
It is. And I think this should be a great example of why no one should have presidential immunity ever.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we were talking about the frozen embryo thing, but talk about, you know,
I can't.
But talk about slippery slopes. They're coming for IVF. They're coming for gay marriage. They're coming. They're coming for all of it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Everyone that's like, oh, marriage is settled. No, it's not. If you think about this, thank God it happened when we actually had I don't even want to say the majority in the court, because there was that swing vote that went 5-4 for marriage equality. If this had happened now, we would never have the right to vote because of the three Supreme Court justices that were purchased, bought and sold in the Supreme Court right now. If marriage equality hadn't passed in 2015 when it did, I don't even know if we would have it right now. And so for people to think it's safe just because it's, you know, quote unquote, the law of the land, it's a right. It's a right that the Supreme Court feels emboldened to take away. They can do it.
Yeah. I am, in some ways, Dana, aiding and abetting the homophobic right, because I am just my repellent personality prevents anyone from wanting to marry me. So mission accomplished. Dana, you also, I love this picture. Someone tweeted a picture of two people kissing after getting married. To be happy, we must admit women and men aren't equal. And you said, throwback to that time Fox News accidentally posted a photo of a lesbian couple for a story about traditional gender roles, thinking it was a man and a woman. That is to laugh.
It was so good. I mean, in a very attractive butch lesbian and her wife, but they had no idea until someone told them, and then they took down the photo. But
oops.
It gave us that moment of joy until they figured out the mistake.
Until Fox News Homer Simpson backed into the bushes. Okay. Oh, by the way, I've already texted this to Frangela for tomorrow. This is an actual Chiron. Fox News, black voters will move to Trump because black people love sneakers. Okay. Someone had to write that.
Oh. Okay. The Daily Show did an incredible spoof, by the way,
on
this whole thing talking to sneakerheads, and it's hysterical.
Where do you, I fall on our friend Mary Trump's side on the Mary Trump John Stewart debate, however, and we played some great sound from Lawrence O'Donnell last night, who took on John Stewart and Ezra Klein, really, just with this whole, you know, first of all, he is just trying to say it is far too late for Joe Biden to drop out. Stop talking about it. Stop, like,
absolutely,
you know, and again, he was saying the name that comes up the most is Gavin Newsom, which is hugely disrespectful to Kamala Harris. Yep. I think, as much as I love Gavin Newsom, obviously,
of course it is,
but you know, that he would leave the convention with $0. Like, this is the last thing we want to do or need to do at this point is,
no,
you know,
100%.
Talk about, oh, we need a plan B. Go ahead.
They need to start talking about everything he's accomplished. This has been a tremendous 3 years for that man and this administration. Yeah. They need to start focusing on that. Everyone else is going to focus on his age. Lauren, I'm a horrible human being. Bo Burt was talking about how he tripped a little bit up the flight of stairs to Air Force One. Who among us haven't tripped over nothing?
Right.
I looked back to see what we fell over, and there was nothing there.
Right.
I broke my finger tripping, so trust me.
Yeah. And given whatever, the nothing of really dirty look. Like, oh, how dare you? What? Oh, my God.
Not to mention,
it's an entity.
Lord and Savior didn't know how to function an umbrella. I mean, do we really need to pull up all of these old clips? Let's do it.
But anyway, listen to Lawrence O'Donnell. I thought this was so important. If you have a chance, go watch the first, like, he went 26 minutes, I think, without guests or anything in the beginning of his show.
All of the people who suggest that Biden should step aside because they want the Democrats to win are basing that strategy on the notion that Joe Biden is just too old. And the notion that Joe Biden is too old is based on a complete and utter misunderstanding of the work of the presidency. The job is to make decisions, not speeches. History writes about the decisions. That's what matters.
Amen. Yeah. And he was, because he was referring to Stewart, saying, like, oh, everyone that says he's so competent and good, is there any film of that? And Lawrence O'Donnell's like, no, not if there's a number of great presidents that I guess would never have survived a, you know, televised presidency, right? Or that everything is filmed. He was just saying actual governing is not filmed.
Right.
But
absolutely.
Biden, as you said, is doing a fantastic job of that. And it's just, we're playing this stupid optics game. Well, he seems old and you know, and not understanding the mechanics of the disaster that would happen in Chicago in August.
No, we're all in agreement here. And I agree with you, the stuff that isn't being filmed, a lot of it is because there's probably also sensitive material that's being discussed in a lot of these behind door meetings. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. No, exactly. He was saying that the actual governing, he said the only thing that's governed is the theatrics. And we've certainly seen that with Republicans. Republicans have gotten absolutely zero done. And they're going to move forward, I guess, with this impeachment, even after this, you know, Russian spy, you know, informant has blown up in their faces. It's just that it's all theater with them. If that's what you want, just a good TV show. I mean, that's the whole point of Donald Trump. We elected this reality show clown, you know, who obviously can't govern. By the way, yeah, you tweeted about Nikki Haley. Hey, Ms. Nikki, we aren't and have never been a racist country, Haley. There are literal Nazis waving swastika flags in Nashville. Would you like to comment? I mean, this is a phenomenon I've never seen in my life, Dana. It's how often we turn on the TV and go, oh, where are those people that think it's okay to march through the streets with Nazi flags, right?
I know. And, of course, they all have masks on because, God forbid, someone actually show their face and they'd be proud of their white supremacy.
Yeah,
and
now they want to wear a mask. They wouldn't wear it during COVID, but yeah.
Yeah, all of that. I mean, I love that there was a guy just walking next to them being like, take off your mask, you coward. Like, let's see who you are.
Yeah,
these vigilantes out there with this. I mean, it's just it's sickening. But people really need to start calling a spade a spade. And you got people. If one more person says Nikki Haley is a moderate, I'm going to lose my mind.
Yeah. By the way, she had one of her kids with IVF and she was asked about it. And she's like, well, I think every embryo is really. What did you do with the extra embryo? You know, the extra frozen embryos.
I sure hope someone does that research and we find out about it.
Yeah. Yeah, and you said, you tweeted, Nikki would pardon Donald Trump, just another reason to keep her out of the White House if that orange sexual predator goes to prison. I mean, that is extraordinary that she seems to be warning of, you know, the dangers of Donald Trump quite eloquently sometimes, you know?
Absolutely, and there's one thing I do agree with Nikki Haley. Yesterday she said if, you know, Donald Trump is the nominee, Joe Biden's going to be president of the United States again. She's absolutely right, and unless he goes to prison, Trump is going to be the nominee, and so that at least gives me hope that I do believe Joe Biden can beat him again and will be the next president. He'll be again. He'll be president for another 4 years.
Yeah.
She's just I don't love that people are, you know, trying to humanize her. And yes, she's a human, but, you know, whether it's Saturday Night Live or anything else, she said she would pardon Trump. She believes embryos are children. She's going to call for a national ban on abortion. This woman is not a moderate.
Yeah. By the way, thank you for just going right to the point on Twitter. You said if Donald had just invested what his father left him, he would be a billionaire. In the past month, he's been ordered to pay in two separate cases close to $500 million. Worst businessman ever. Also a rapist. I feel like that really shouldn't be just an addendum.
Right.
And yet it is.
Yeah. Yeah. And when that's not the leading conversation, when somehow you have to, like, try and get these people to understand he's not not a good businessman, as opposed to the fact that he is now a liable sexual assaulter. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Mitt Romney, listen, I don't love his little flip-floppy like a Waffle House over the last his entire career, but at least he said he wouldn't vote for him because sexual assault is the line that Mitt draws.
Oh,
I'm like, well, good. I'm glad you have a line somewhere.
Oh, we finally pinned the Mitt Romney outrage meter. Oh, thank God.
I know, right?
Something is past appalling. Dana, I'm amen to everything you've been saying. It's just, we were just talking off air about this whole, you know, Russian spy story and all that stuff. We were like, what is going on with the media? What happened to the, you know, story about an unusually high number of our CIA, our agents and, you know, sources were killed or captured? You know that's because of stuff that Donald Trump shared with our enemies.
Absolutely. Comer and Jim Jordan, and they like, both need to be investigated.
Yes.
Sorry about that, Stephanie.
No,
they
do.
They need to be questioned and subpoenaed. When did you know that this was false information? They knew what they were pushing. And now for them to be like, oh, well, he wasn't really that valuable. We weren't putting our case on him. BS. You've been putting your case on him the entire time.
Wait, give me 12. This is Dan Goldman, just to your point, Dana, real quick.
And Chairman Jordan and Chairman Comer have said that this is the best evidence they have of misconduct by President Biden. In fact, it is no evidence. It is just simply evidence that the Republicans are willing to be used as assets of Russian intelligence, just like Donald Trump was in 2016 and throughout his presidency when he went to a press conference in Helsinki and chose Vladimir Putin's word over his own intelligence community.
Yeah, this is the one I meant. It's just to your point about they need to be investigated.
I would like to know whether or not Senator Grassley, who had a copy of this 1023 before the FBI ever gave it, or Chairman Comer or Chairman Jordan, all of whom were singing the praises of this the information provided by this source, had any idea whether or not it was completely bogus and was in fact a plant by Russian intelligence, which has been trying trying to meddle somewhat successfully in our elections since 2016.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And ongoing into 2024. You're absolutely right, Dana. They need to be invested. What did they know and when did they know it?
Exactly.
And absolutely. Did they do it wittingly?
Mm-hmm. And there's sites now that are saying that the meddling is going to be stronger than ever in 2024.
Yeah.
This isn't the only guy out there that was pushing Russian disinformation. And everyone on the right side of Congress, and I mean Republican side of Congress, come on.
All the stuff Lawrence was talking about last night, I swear I have these like nightmare scenarios of like Chicago 1968 with violence, or, you know, Palestine-Israel protests. We decide, oh no, because Biden has to step down. We're going to have a contested convention. I'm just like, oh, no. Right? And like on their side, they don't seem to care if Trump gets convicted of something. You know?
They do not. And I do think, and I hate saying this, this is going to be one of the most chaotic elections of our lifetime.
Yeah.
It's probably the most important. It's going to be one of the most chaotic. We stay focused. We full steam ahead. We get as many people out there to vote as we possibly can.
Yeah.
And we make sure that we do what we've been doing. We've been doing it on the show, all the podcasts. We fight for democracy. That's all we can do at this point.
Yep. 20 minutes after the hour, everything is better.
It is.
It really, you know what? It's not
always
false advertising.
No.
It's always better. She lives that jingle.
Yep.
Dana Goldberg's here.
Stephanie Miller.
If you had a full set of curves and the kind of legs you'd like to suck on for a day, yep, this was starting to get interesting.
Well, when I first fed my dogs Bonnie and Clyde Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dog seemed after we made the switch. So fluffy, I could die. And can I just say, between you and me, fantastic poops. Nice and firm. You know what I'm talking about. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch. There's no mess. Shelf stable, so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you're going to love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get 54% off their first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Go now to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. That's text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply, or go right to drmartypets.com/Miller. Get it. Yum, 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 yum. Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He is 83 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, for me, this has been a real game changer. I love it. I use it in my bike and hike bottle every day. Morning Kick isn't just your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, give you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. The code is Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
If you only have a 401k, you're not getting the most for retirement.
Wait, what?
Add a Robinhood IRA on top, then they'll boost it by 3%.
You can do that?
And if you transfer in any retirement account, you get 3% on top of that.
Is there a limit to the match?
No limit. Robinhood Gold gets you the biggest contribution match of any IRA on the market. Sign up for Robinhood Gold at Robinhood.com/boost by April 30th. Subscription fees apply.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Match on transfers subject to additional terms and conditions. Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
It's
2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join Matt Nair on Air, 11 to noon.
On Mad Radio, 92.7 WMDX, 1580 AM.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
She's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. But she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner.
Yeah.
She's a lady.
Yeah.
And the lady is
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, Chris and Jody can confirm. This has been kind of an epic week for burps.
Oh my God, yes.
Lady, if nothing else.
Yeah.
We need some Beano or Gas X or something.
Hello,
I literally
new
just
sponsors.
Kept one to myself, and I forgot I'm on the show, and I could have just let it rip.
Yeah.
Please, we welcome it.
Okay. I'm a lady, if nothing else.
Karen in Chicago's phone is working
Yay!
Now. Hi, Karen. You're on with Dana. Oh.
Well, I'm having to call in using my son's phone, but I just want to say I really thank you so much for taking my call this morning. I really need you guys and Dana. According to Human Rights Campaign, Dana, which I know you work with, Next loved nature and watching the television show The Walking Dead. Next enjoyed drawing, reading, and playing Ark and Minecraft. And Next also hit a cat. Zeus, whom they loved. I don't know who needs to hear this, but anybody who's playing around with their vote and any of these Republicans that are out there that have a heart, we need to stop Donald Trump and the people like the libs of TikTok who targeted a teacher in the same county and got her fired because she was pro-LGBTQIA. This has to stop.
Yeah. Yeah. There was, Karen, the story, I'm so sorry, honey. I know you have a trans child. So, you know, this is going to be personal for all of us at some point. You know, just this cruelty. I was talking about Dana, the Republican woman that targeted a, she was just a boyish looking girl and targeted her. But I mean, you know, it's adults bullying children, Karen, and you're absolutely right to, you know, to be upset about it.
You know, can I just say thank you, Dana? I mean this from the bottom of my heart. Thank you. Thank Carl. I love you guys so much for the work that you guys do to protect our children. I just cannot say it enough, and it's just devastating, and just everything else. And I, you know, I'm so furious. I'm so angry, and I'm so angry. I'm sorry with the people who are willing to die on the hill. Everybody is upset about Gaza. Everybody that knows what the situation is or has an idea of what the situation knows who not Netanyahu are. We cannot throw our democracy out. We cannot take away our rights and leave innocent people, marginalized people.
Yeah. Well, and that was my
these monsters.
That was my point, is that, you know, John Stewart, I think, is a good person. He's obviously wildly talented, Karen, but it's just, to me, that's like, check your privilege, you know, like, you're going to be okay. You know, 60-year-old white straight men millionaires are going to be okay, but, you know, people like Next are not. So thank you, honey. Group hug, okay? No. Sorry we're hitting a hard break.
I love you guys.
Love you, too.
I love you.
Love you, too.
Bye-bye.
Dana, that was last week's story. some adult targeted a kid they thought was trans who just was a boyish looking girl.
She had short hair.
Yeah.
That's and it. Was an athlete.
I know we're
that
going up
it.
To a break, but when I was a freshman in high school, I, on a funny note, I looked a little like Ralph Macchio, but my hair was short, and a lot of people thought I was a boy. And if I had grown up in the time we are right now, I could have been next.
Yeah.
People I love could have been next, yep. And I'm furious.
More Dana Goldberg next.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers says he has no plans to sign a Republican bill to spend tens of millions of dollars to address PFAS pollution. He says in a letter to lawmakers it puts too many enforcement limits on the State Natural Resources Board. The Senate passed the bill in November, and the Assembly is set to pass it today. The U.S. Department of Education is offering breaks on student loans. Cora Hume is with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. She says borrowers with non-federally held loans need to consolidate them into a direct consolidation loan by the end of April.
Older borrowers are less likely to hold direct loans, which would already benefit from this pay count adjustment. And then those that do own direct loans, they're less likely to participate in this IDR program that caps their monthly payments.
Hume says the savings has the potential to change lives. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wegehout. The Janesville City Council will consider the next step in redeveloping the former General Motors campus at their meeting Monday night. The plant was demolished in 2018. Janesville officials say that it's time to rebuild their legacy and find a new way to use the property. They say that they can begin assessing new funding sources and building a vision for what they want to see at the site. City officials anticipate planning for the campus area will be completed in the next 18 months. Goodwill of South Central Wisconsin wants to help people with their taxes. They're launching their free Vita tax preparation program to help people get the most out of this tax season. The program is designed for low to moderate earners, the elderly, people with disabilities, and limited English speakers. It's all run through volunteers. You can register for the program online at the Goodwill of South Central Wisconsin website. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent, running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Another sunny and spring-like day today as highs climb to the mid and upper 50s. Winds become breezy tonight as a cold front smacks us tomorrow, sparking a few flurries to fly around, with around a trace to about a half an inch possible to accumulate, and highs remaining much cooler. It's 43 degrees at our studios.
Darcy Haber, I hear you have solar panels on your office building. Since when are real estate brokers so concerned about the environment?
Drew, you should know that at Solidarity Realty, we provide outstanding real estate service while adhering to our core progressive values. Environmental sustainability is a big part of that.
So you really walk your talk, huh?
Yeah, I even walk to work.
Come on, always?
Well, sometimes I bike, and if I have an appointment across town, I use my solar panels to charge my plug-in.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Check them out at SolidarityRealty.com.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Vladimir Putin thought he was able to wipe out Ukraine and take it over in 2 weeks.
We're now in 2 years. And we were moving in the right direction and continue to move in the right direction. But all we have to do is to give Ukraine the weapons that it needs to win.
Thank you, Representative Meeks. Dana Goldberg's here. I'm sorry. Now that you, I know it was a very touching story, but the fact that you told me you looked like Ralph Macchio when you were...
It was like a mix between, like, if Ralph Macchio and Manny from Modern Family had a baby, that's what I looked like when I was a freshman in high school.
I know it's a serious step. My mind just happened to go to, like, if you got a bikini wax, did you actually say wax on, wax off? Did they do it like a bonsai?
Stephanie Miller, I was 14.
She was 14, Ms. Miller.
That's inappropriate, Stephanie.
Knock it off.
A bonsai would be fun. Okay, listen. I looked like a boy. We both got mistaken for boys when we were.
I did, yeah.
I was a little junior dyke, a little tomboy. I never took off my Plaza Texaco softball team shirt ever. And I remember going to breakfast, and the waiter's like, "It's just you and your two sons." And you were saying the same thing happened to you. Look at you, girly girl.
I still get called sir from time to time. And all it is people not paying attention. Last time there was a trip to the airport, the most bizarre thing happened within like 3 minutes. I had a massive suitcase because I was getting back from an international trip. And the guy that dropped me off was like, "Geez, is this full of shoes?" Like making some joke about being a woman and this must be full of shoes. And then I was like, "What?" And then I pulled the suitcase in and the guy checking me was like, "Sir, how many bags do you have?" I was like, "What's happening right now?" And it's just people not paying attention or caring.
And I've seen the back of your truck, the light leg were weights. I'm going to guess they were weights or some sort of sporting goods.
Yeah, that absolutely. I do have a lot of athletic equipment in my vehicles.
All right, and you were on the road because you are a world famous comedian, one of America's top five funniest lesbians. I'm told.
That's
very true.
That's according to the jingle.
Can I just say, Fox News host Laura Ingraham gushed over Trump's comedy skills on Wednesday and asked him how he might showcase his sense of humor during the. He is the least funny president we've ever had. He never stops scowling. He has no sense of humor at all about himself or anything else, right? I mean,
if he's ever funny, it's an accident. It is absolutely an accident.
Oh, my God. He said, "We have a country that's dying. We have a country that's a failing nation. I say it in my speeches, it's a failing nation. We have a nation in decline. We're a nation in decline. I just don't think it's a subject we should be smiling about too much." Oh, this is my favorite. He ends with, "I don't really want to smile. I want to smile when we complete the task of making America great again." Okay. God.
Also,
you're so funny.
If we're taking comedy opinions from Laura Ingraham, something has gone terribly wrong in the country.
Oh, my God. I mean, that's the thing that is most disturbing when he does those Fox News town halls or whatever. The things that people laugh at or cheer at, you're just like, oh, my God. They cheered about him not protecting other NATO countries. They're like, "Woohoo!" Oh, my God, Dana. I know.
Listen, we have to remember, though, if things are true, that he's lost a tremendous amount of following since he ran in 2000 and what the hell was the year. But obviously, there's still not enough. There's still so millions and millions of people that somehow think this human, and I use that term loosely, would be a good president of the United States again.
They forget that Article 5 has only been invoked once after 9/11 when other countries came to our defense. I mean, one more, Gregory Meeks.
So he showed even with the depletion that they're having now, that they're being outgunned because they don't have the ammunition. But still, they're taking out Russian tanks and Russian planes. And if we would give them and pass this resolution, pass this supplemental, and give them what they need so that they can continue to take this fight to Vladimir Putin and the Russians, they will win.
Yep. Devin in Oklahoma, you're on with Dana.
Hi, it's Dava.
Oh, Dava, sorry.
No, that's okay. And it's funny. I was on the set of a movie with Ralph Macchio and Dana. I don't think you look like him, you know.
Oh, honey, if you saw the picture, you'd be like, "I take that
14-year-old Dana, perhaps." I looked like Meryl Osmond.
But here in Oklahoma, I encourage your listeners to go to the Oklahoma State website, which is oklahoma.gov, and look up the state superintendent of public instruction, Ryan Walters, who is certifiably crazy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He started this rhetoric for all the schools about getting away from diversity programs, not letting trans children go into the bathrooms of their choice, which I just want to remind people, when you go to concerts, they got those porta potties, and both male and women
there you go.
Use them.
There you go. All right.
I also want to make a point right here, if I may. I know this is speculation. According to the rules of the school system, that child was in the right damn bathroom. This was not the issue. That child wasn't breaking the laws, the rules of the school. It was three girls that did not like the way this child looked. And if there are any parents out there listening, I know there are people that troll this radio station because they like to call in and cause problems or just disagree. I want you to imagine if that was your child and you were at work and you didn't know this was happening to them. That's why I am furious. Or if you have a sibling and their sister or their brother or their non-binary sibling was getting beaten to death or beaten to a place where it caused death the next day. Put yourself in that position. That's why I'm so angry. This isn't about, it shouldn't even be about trans or non-binary issues. This is about three girls that thought it was okay to beat a child too close to the end of their life.
Yeah.
Who taught these girls that this was okay?
Yeah.
Who? It's the rhetoric. It's the libs of TikTok. It's all of these people that are adding to this thing. That's why I'm furious. We have lost empathy in this country.
Yeah.
If you're a parent and you don't understand that the pain of someone else's child was beaten to the point where they couldn't walk to the nurse's station, you are part of the problem.
Yep. Yeah.
If you are not speaking up, you are part of the problem.
Dana, I mean, the front runner for the one party in America is the biggest bully we've ever seen in our body politics. So why do you think people think it's okay to be as, you know, sexist and racist and homophobic as they've always wanted to be, you know, because he says it like it is. He doesn't care what anybody thinks. He just, you know, says what I'm thinking or whatever, you know. I mean, that's.
I mean, it's just like if a parent had a child and somehow the school system decided that you're not allowed to wear black clothing to school. You're not allowed to wear black clothing to school. And then one of their kids wore black clothing to school. And so some other student decided it was okay to beat that child because they didn't like the way they were wearing black clothing. I know that people think I'm simplifying this, but it's not. These are trans or non-binary kids that are just changing the outside appearance so that they feel better in this world.
Yep.
That's all it is.
Yeah. Kevin in D.C., you're on with Dana. Hey, Kev.
Good morning, everybody, and good morning, Dana. I've always loved to see you, of course, but these circumstances sucks with the occasion. But it's cause like Karen, which make, you know, I talk of being infuriated, which is why I'm infuriated with the likes of John Stewart and Charlamagne Tha Goof and Ezra Klein and all these people, because they know better. MAGA's at least at the very low end, often too stupid or too whatever to know, but they are smarter. They know what country we will become. We will become a country that I know Karen's situation, and that's why she's so affected about it, although we all should. They know better than to limit it down to just, oh, it's just a joke. Ha ha, two old guys. It's so much more than that, and yet they act this way. They make you more upset than your MAGA. So I'm so enraged by these people, and that they are pretending to not know what we're facing and what has to be done to counteract it.
Yeah, I mean, this is why I was saying, Dan, I've been saying I'm really on Mary Trump's side on this, you know, and I like John Stewart. It's not
absolutely me too.
I think it leads to voter apathy. I think, you know, our democracy is in danger. I don't think she's engaging in hyperbole by saying, you know, you're an influential voice and this is important, you know.
Yeah. I know comedians, and I'm one of them. We use comedy to get through hard times. I believe you are right with that. And there's a platform right now. And I know John believes that Joe Biden would be a better president of the United States, hands down, than Donald Trump. And again, when you make light that they're both old. Sure, they're both old, but let's talk about Joe's record. Like, really, yeah. Let's start doing what we're supposed to be doing. I just not all should be entertainment right now.
I urge people again, watch Lawrence O'Donnell. If you go to YouTube, watch the first half hour of his show last night. It is really incredible. Just to make you happy, I want to talk about the Meghan McCain Carrie Lake girl fight. Now.
Oh, it's so good. And listen, I'm not a big fan of Meghan McCain on some things. We definitely disagree on a lot of things. But to see her go after Carrie Lake like this on Twitter is kind of a beautiful thing.
Well, but here we go again with Carrie Lake going, oh, this is comedy. Like Laura Ingraham telling Donald Trump he's funny.
You can't take a joke.
Yeah. Right. They got to grow a thick skin and take a joke. Well, you know, John McCain would have laughed about this. Well, no. Cindy McCain and Meghan McCain are like, no, he wouldn't. You know, you called him a loser. You told McCain voters to get the hell out. Like, that's not funny. That's the difference. It's not funny.
Right
when humor tends to be mean and not funny.
We also have to remember this is a woman that tried to subvert our democracy by lying about the gubernatorial race in her state. Also, the presidential race.
Yeah.
So let's not forget, just because she's a really crappy comedian, that she also tried to overthrow the government in some ways.
Yeah.
Let's not get sidetracked by the fact that she thinks she's funny. And granted, I love seeing Meghan McCain put her in her place. But Carrie Lake lied about the election. She should have actually been investigated for it.
Yeah. Absolutely. I know. She's such a suck up. Hi, Megan. She tweeted, as mothers, both with two kiddos, I'm sure we both agree that our children's future is too important to let it slip away over past grudges or hurt feelings. That's why I'm working hard to unite Republicans, Independents, Democrats, all Americans. She went on to talk about her father passing away from cancer and told Megan she'd love to grab a beer or coffee so she can pick her brain. And then she'd offered a God bless. Meghan McCain responded, no peace, bitch. I mean, come on.
I'm with Meghan on that.
I'm with
her on that.
She's going to make T-shirts. I think they should sell them in Arizona.
Sorry.
Gallego should do that.
Yeah. Yes, Ruben Gallego should do that. All right, 45 minutes after the hour, back with the remaining moments with Dana Goldberg on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Look what the homosexuals have done to me.
Well, you've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple of years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I am not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who have left five-star reviews on their website, like this one from Haley. Honestly, the best sheets we've ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You will have no regrets. Couldn't agree more. Cozy Earth sheets available now in 15 awesome colors are made from viscose from bamboo, making them temperature regulating so you will sleep cool and comfy year-round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com. Enter my promo code Miller at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. I love my Cozy Earth jammies and my Cozy Earth sheets. You will too. That is CozyEarth.com. The promo code is Miller. Type in Miller for 35% off CozyEarth.com.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she acts like she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives, so it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I am so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
The Todd Allbush Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Stephanie Miller.
Cure for the summertime.
Thank you for that, Christopher.
Yes. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Dana Goldberg's here, DG Comedy, on all the socials and such.
Including the
all
TikToks.
All the socials. Follow me on Instagram. Yes. There's actually nice pictures there instead of me just ranting on Twitter.
All right. We've been discussing the good boyness, the relative good boyness of Clyde and the
good girls. He's a good girl.
I maintain that Commander is a good boy.
Oh, I agree with you.
I don't know.
I agree. They know better.
Lindy Lee said Major Biden bit Secret Service agents right before we learned that they deleted all of their January 6th texts and that they were regularly in touch with Oath Keepers terrorists. Commander Biden bit 24 Secret Service agents, too. Don't know about you, but I trust the dogs. Over
I do, too.
He bit more than just Secret Service agents. It was White House staff. It was a whole bunch of other.
Black Knight said, I'm willing to bet the commander only bit Secret Service agents who deleted their 1-6 text messages.
Yep,
because he's a good boy.
It was more than, Secret Service agents.
I know.
Okay.
You know, Jake Tapper, well, you know I had to rehome Colonel Steve Austin. In his case, he was very protective of me and dog aggressive and seriously injured a dog in the neighborhood. Anyway, but he's doing great. He's with Rachel and David up in Portland, a fantastic liberal couple.
Yeah.
Who if we ever have any reason, Chris, to go to Portland for some reason.
What?
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying.
Why would we ever go to Portland?
Anyway, Jay Tapper said, I've been in a similar situation. It's difficult, but the dog has to go. Thankfully, we were able to find a home for ours. It is seriously one of the most heartbreaking things I'd ever been through, because I've never had to rehome a dog. But
they took Major back to Maryland.
The neighbors
right?
called animal control, and I could have, you know, he could have been
put
you
down,
know,
yeah.
Yeah, and so, and I did, you know, again, like hours, I'm just saying I'm empathetic because I did hours and hours of training, Dana, like thousands of dollars of training, and it just, he had an instinct that was so protective of, you know, of just me that made him dog aggressive.
Well, listen, we domesticated a wild animal. I mean, it's not, everything's not going to go perfectly with that.
Yeah, which is, we're all just delving into our deepest pain this morning, aren't we?
Group therapy today. If you're listening to the Stephanie Miller Show, if you'd like to call in for free
and cry, and cry.
$200 an hour and cry with us, the number is.
But Commander was causing injuries that with a lot of loss of blood. So
yeah,
that's
no.
Was it when he was with the president only or on his own? Because to me, I think he was just protecting the president. Or
no,
Mrs. Biden.
Listen, Chris, you know Colonel Steve Austin was the sweetest dog in the world to people.
Right.
I had the opposite thing, but you know he attacked Jamie when Jamie was alive, and then I tried to get a puppy for him.
I remember
and I had to give the puppy back because and then he attacked a neighbor's dog, unfortunately, because you know a friend left the gate open, and you know they called animal control, and you know what I mean. It's just it's and so no, it's heartbreaking because they are you know, and you can tell how much Biden loves that they love their dogs, you know, so that's a heartbreaking thing. By the way, I was just reading more of Malcolm Nance's piece, Dana, and he said, you can see technically Donald Trump is central to the American wing of the new axis of autocrats, Trump, Putin, and Iran. I just think we've never been confronted with a situation like we're going to be confronted with in November of 2024.
I absolutely agree. It'll be really interesting to see now that Tish James is saying, look, you're giving the money. If not, we're going to seize your stuff. If there is a wire transfer from somewhere that we can't track.
Yeah. By the way, I want to get your take on Judge Cannon. So Judge Cannon rejected a request by Trump's legal team to file all of his pretrial requests in one go, telling the former president to do each as an individual filing. The motion from Trump's attorney was filed late Tuesday, noted the former president wanted to file at least 10 pretrial motions. I mean, of course, it's always about delay.
Yeah.
So I don't know whether, you know, because a lot of experts are saying if she gets overruled again, there's a really strong case to have her removed. So I'm wondering if she's going to stop short of, you know, of that because she doesn't want to be overruled again.
There's a possibility, but it just depends. We don't know what there's clearly something that either they have on the judge or she owes him a favor. So it'd be interesting to see how far she goes with her own career and reputation to protect this felony.
Well, this ruling they're saying is a victory for Jack Smith, who had objected to the way Trump's legal team wanted to make the filings on the basis they could load up motions with misleading defense theories that would potentially cause more delay if Cannon had to sift through all of them. So some legal experts have suggested Smith now has cause to ask the 11th Circuit to remove her. So I'm kind of torn between wanting her to fuck up again so she gets removed
right,
we get a real judge, or whether she's going to skate the line enough to not, you know, be overruled and removed. What do you think?
Oh, I would love for her to get overruled and get her out and get a real judge. That would be my choice.
The next trial up is election interference, not hush money.
Right.
Michael Cohen is the president.
Keep it straight.
is the president's sworn enemy and will stop at nothing to destroy him, according to one legal expert. Well, the other thing is he has the receipts.
Yeah.
I get it that a lot of people can go, he's, you know, lied. But, you know, I think it's very clear, and he brought all the receipts, that he lied for Trump to cover
Absolutely.
Up Trump's crimes. And so, Trump's folks said at this last trial that Cohen was the star witness, said Lisa Rubin. That oversells Cohen's importance in that case. There was so much documentary evidence, so the judge and Gorin at one point said the amount of evidence they had could fill this courtroom. He went to Congress, he brought all the receipts, right?
Absolutely. Well, we have to remember that's why the New York case started in the first place, because Michael Cohen said something when he was testifying to Congress, as far as I remember. And this ruling by Judge Engron is basically validating Cohen as being a truth speaker. And so it sort of sets precedent in this upcoming case that makes him a little more of a valid witness than it might have before if this had not happened.
Well, yeah, he said, remember, I've testified before 7 congressional committees, Bob Mueller team, Manhattan District Attorney, Attorney General, been on the grand jury, on the trial for that case, and soon to be on the witness stand for the Manhattan DA case. I've continuously told the same story, and the story's a truthful story. All of my information is predicated both on documentary evidence and corroboration from others. And also Judge Merchan, who's the judge in this case, is reportedly more of a no-nonsense judge in the vein of Judge Lewis Kaplan, who presided over the E. Jean Carroll judgment. So, you know, and in a way, this is, especially all this Russia stuff coming to light, this is the original sin, 2016. This is part of the original election interference that got him accidentally installed, in my opinion, in 2016.
Absolutely. I'm so saddened, and I think it's ridiculous that anyone that's got 91 felony counts against him has been found liable of sexual assault, is really tried to overthrow our democracy, can somehow even run, much less being taken seriously for president of the United States.
Yeah.
It just shows you where we're at as a country, and it's sad. It's sad.
And a shout out to Tish James is like, I'm coming for all your
That's right.
Mother. Coming for all
if you want it done, give it to a woman.
Absolutely.
There you go. All right, we need to end with a group hug today. It's very
big
emotional.
Hug. Big hug, everybody. Please protect trans kids.
Yes.
Speak up.
We're hugging Karen in Chicago and Kevin in D.C. and, of course, Dana Goldberg. We love you, Dana.
Love you, too. See you all on the road.
All right.
From the
City, where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Hubble. On Thursday, we continue to be live from Hayward, Wisconsin for the American Burkett Biter. Join us noon to 3.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jim from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people don't say, oh man, she's a Republican, she's a Democrat, she's a whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.